Good morning. Do we have volunteers for the offering? Sophie asks every week during the Sunday school gathering time. The children jump up and down and say, me, 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 me. And Jessica Mays announces who this week's volunteers are to pass the plates. And she makes sure that they all get a turn. The proud volunteers have big smiles on their faces and are earnest about their responsibility. And likewise, the children putting their offerings into the plate do so with enthusiasm and a sense of importance. As Linda Spring pointed out last week, it is a joy to give, and the children openly demonstrate this during the gathering time offering. I love having this weekly reminder from the kids that what is too often considered a solemn grown-up obligation can actually be a celebration, a time to be grateful. This Sunday is exactly 1 year since we came to our first service here, and my gratitude for having found a spiritual home at this church is enormous. My husband and I could not be happier that our children are learning and making friends. The choirs and committees quickly became a given part of our weekly schedules. Sermons here are special in that they do more than just reflect on the readings. They often suggest concrete action or mental homework that continues to engage me spiritually during the week. I still think about the sermons encouraging us to set aside the Sabbath, for example, and a sermon on food waste inspired our family to think differently about our habits. Plus, I've learned so much about the Reformation in the past month that I've been talking about it during lunch at work, which inspired a colleague to buy his own miniature Luther on Amazon right then and there. We feel so fortunate to be at a place where the rewards of being involved feel far more plentiful than the time or money or energy we spend doing it. I trust the way our church provides to those in our local community and to communities around the world. And the special offerings give me a chance to target something different every month. We feel closer to what we are giving to, and we see and hear the results of our gifts. One last story. Last week, my son gathered up all the change he found in the house, counted it up, and put it into an empty Kleenex box. He wrote church on the box and declared he was going to put it into the offering plate. I was a little surprised because Jamie is usually full of get-rich-quick schemes to fund his various ambitions and projects, and I didn't expect him to part from any money this easily. But he brought the Kleenex box into church last Sunday morning and emptied all $11 in change into the plate with that same delight all the children display when participating in the offering. It made me realize that our children see us give, which teaches them to give joyfully as well. For me, that's cause for gratitude and celebration. Thanks.